A state House committee yesterday unanimously approved a bill to increase the state's gas tax by 10 cents a gallon. The proceeds would go toward improving the state's roads and bridges, which many say are in dire need of upgrades. Today, the bill goes on to the full House. For our weekly legislative wrap-up, we turn to Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. He tells WBHM's Gigi Duban it's not clear how strong support will be for the bill.
There's somewhat of a division on how this is going to fare on the full House floor. There is the contingent that thinks that Governor Ivey wouldn't be moving as ambitiously as she is on this issue if she didn't feel she had the support to get this gas tax passed. But there's another contingent out there who predicts that this vote is going to be very close on the House floor and could be rather contentious. As a matter of fact, the legislative debate on this on the floor could prove to be lengthy. I've even heard the characterization of a barn burner of a session when this is on the House floor. So
already?
Yes, already. We're only just a couple of days into the new legislative session and a very contentious issue.
What are some of the big sticking points here, Don?
Of course, is the word or the phrase tax increase. A lot of people don't like that. There's a contingent out there who doesn't believe that the state has done all it can to make proper use of the funds that it currently devotes to transportation needs, or that it has cut out waste and excess in other areas of state government that could be sent to help with our transportation problems.
There's a provision in the bill that would also set some annual fees for owners of electric and hybrid vehicles, $200 for electric cars and $100 a year for people who own plug-in hybrids. The original bill set those fees higher. So what did negotiations look like on that?
They weren't as contentious as you might think, but there were a lot of eyes watching those negotiations. Those who supported those fees for electric and hybrid car users said that they felt it was only fair, because a lot of people, when they characterize this gas tax increase, they like to refer to it as a user fee. If you drive a car or a truck and you buy gas in the state and you use our roads and put wear and tear on our roads, then you should contribute to the maintenance and upkeep of those roads. Vis-a-vis those who drive electric vehicles or hybrid vehicles should also help pay for the road upkeep. So they felt that it was only fair to put those fees in there.
That's sort of the state's argument here, is that everybody needs to pay into this infrastructure fund. And people who drive electric cars or hybrids don't spend as much at the pump. But some of those folks who drive those cars say that $100 or $200 is much too high. They're not necessarily categorically opposed to a fee, but they take issue with the amount. Was there any consideration for that at all that you heard?
There was lengthy debate on that, and we're likely to hear more of it on the House floor, because if the estimate is correct on how much the average Alabamian will pay extra at the pump under this proposal, it was around $55 or so a year, and some have taken exception with that estimate. They think it might end up being a lot higher.
That's for gas-powered vehicles.
Yes, for gas-powered vehicles. If you compare that to electric and hybrid vehicles, the fee that's been proposed, there might be an argument to be made there, and I'm sure that we might hear a lot of that on the House floor.
So today, can we expect lawmakers to vote on this bill?
That's the expectation. You know, Speaker of the House, Mac McCutcheon, has said all along, even before the session started, he wanted to get this gas tax out of the lower chamber in the first week, and they've been working methodically to accomplish that. The bill was introduced formally on Wednesday. That gives it what is called its first reading in the House, and then its passage in committee. Yesterday was the next step, and once it's passed by the committee, it's then transmitted to the House for its second reading, and that sets up a vote in the House, and we're looking for that today. And Speaker McCutcheon has said he's very optimistic that it will pass the House.
That's Alabama Public Television's Don Daly speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear from Don most Fridays during the legislative session.